Now, I'll tell you this story. This is a game that we played when we were kids, and it's called Buck Buck. We played it in Philadelphia. Buck Buck. Now, you people out here on the West Coast probably know nothing about it. In New York, it's called Johnny on the Pony and other things. It's where five kids line up, you see, and they bend over. They're in a straight line. They bend over, and one kid grabs a fence or a wall or a pole, holds on to that. The next kid puts his right arm around his waist, you see, bends over, tucks his head under, and you got five guys lined up exactly like that. So they all look like a long horse. Now, the object of the game is that one at a time, one by one, kids come running up, and they say, "Buck, buck, number one, come in!" They run up, leap in the air, and they land on the horse. And they keep going, bam, 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 until they collapse the horse, you see. Now, that's the object of the game. Then you count how many kids you held, and you go back and forth, you see. Now, we had the champion Buck Buck team of the world. When I tell you we played Buck Buck, there was nobody that whipped us anywhere, man. And you can tell kids that play a lot of Buck Buck because they're built like this, you see. And their legs are only 4 inches long. That's all they have because they've been crushed so much. So we're around there practicing Buck Buck number five, landing on each other. Some kids come down from the rough part of town, and they're really tough, man. They got toothpicks on the side of their mouth, and a hat on sideways, and he got the pants on backwards, you know, just rebelling against everything, you know. And he said, "Listen, we're here, you're supposed to be so tough, we challenge you to the Buck Buck Championship of the World." So he said, "All right." He said, "All right, line up, turkeys." So we line up, five of us, whack. They start sending kids down. "Buck Buck number one, come in." Feel pretty heavy, man. We check them out. Guys have rocks in their pockets to make them way heavier, you know. And Buck Buck number two. Now they get up to 300 and it's really heavy. Buck Buck 300, come in. Now they're on top of us, piled all the way up to the sky, and they're rocking back and forth.
Hey, whoa,
hold on, Harold. I can't do it no more, cuz. Come on, hold on. Buck Buck 400, come in. We collapse. All right, how many did you hold? We held 400 of your guys. Well, that was pretty good. But we usually hold around 600. All right, we line up. They line up. Send the first kid down, old weird Harold. All right, Harold. Buck buck number one, come in. These guys are really cool. What was that? A mosquito? You guys don't have no weight. Come on, let's go. Buck buck number two, come in. I landed. A piece of paper. Somebody threw a piece of paper on top of me. Buck buck number three. That was nothing. Four. Five. We got the championship. All right, bring out your last man, you turkeys. Come on, bring him out.
Come on out. Fat Albert. Fat Albert was the baddest buck buck breaker in the world. And he loved to hear us call his name. Fat Albert weighed 2,000 pounds. And he kicked the door to his house open. And you could hear him say, hey, hey. We built a little ramp for him to walk down so he could build up speed because he couldn't hardly run fast. And he was coming, hey, hey. And the ground's trembling. Trees falling over. Buildings losing pieces of brick. Parents taking kids off the street. Hey, hey, hey! And these guys underneath said, "What's the ground doing? Shake it, man. How come the ground's shaking?" So that's Fat Albert coming for you. Hey, hey, hey! And he turned the corner and he saw one leg. "What is that?" So that's Fat Albert. Hey, hey, hey! And they stood up. "We give. He ain't falling on us." Now, I told you that story to tell you this one. Now. Guys in my neighborhood went to great lengths to scare anybody. Because it's a great thing when you scare somebody. They lose their cool completely. That's the only time when a human being is really himself. I mean, because if you scare somebody good, they just, the legs shoot out, the hair stands up, the eyes bug out, and they say, blah, blah. Yeah, see, and then you laugh. Funny, man, you got so scared. So, guys found this statue, stole it, really. a statue of Frankenstein, 5 feet, 8 inches tall, in color, of the monster. Frankenstein was, ooh. They take it home. There's only 3 of them. Take it home. They take it into an apartment building, put it up on the 3rd floor landing, you see. Now they take out all the lights in the hallway, put in a pink one right by the monster statue. One kid gets behind it. They send another one out in the street. He calls a kid. They come running up. He passes the kid with the statue, taps him. Kid with the statue leans it. Kid that doesn't know anything about it turns around and kills himself running out of the building. You see, this is called fun. Of course, then you laugh at the guy. Boy, you were really scared, man. You fell 12 flights of stairs. That was really funny. So, I'm coming home from a store about 8:30. No, I always have my music with me. I always have to hum my music because monsters cannot attack you if you have your music with you. See? She goes, hey, guys!
What? Come on over, man. You should see it. Herman's getting a beating. Let's go watch it.
Herman? Yeah, I love to see Herman getting a beating. And I jump, man, and I'm chasing after this guy. I can't wait, man, to see Herman getting a beating because I don't like Herman anyway. La, 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 la. And he goes up the 2nd flight and says, wait for me, man, wait for me. Don't go so fast. And he makes that turn around the 3rd, and I make the turn. The guy takes a second. Shoom, out. I never touched 1 step. Ran 2 miles before I realized what had happened. When I turned around, they were right behind me laughing. Ah!
Funny man, guys rolling, kicking the feet up in the air on the back. You was really funny, boy. You were really cool, man. You just lost everything as well. Your hair was standing up and everything.
That ain't funny, man. You could kill somebody like that. Suppose somebody wouldn't look at that statue and their heart just stopped pumping right away, or the guy would have just fallen down some stairs and hurt himself. That ain't funny.
Yeah, but God, you just see yourself. It was really funny, man. You just went, shoo, didn't even touch one step, man. It's really cool, I'm telling you. Listen, guys, now you gotta get somebody.
Yeah, that's right. Get up in the hallway. Get the statues up. Come on, we're gonna get somebody. I'm gonna scare somebody now, boy. It ain't gonna just be me, I tell you that. I get somebody killed around here. It'll really be funny, because when they leave that statue on there, that'll be it for them. And I'm waiting outside. Is the thing up? Yeah, okay. Here we go. Anyway, somebody gotta come sooner or later. I'm gonna get somebody. And I hear off in the distance,
hey!
Fat Albert.
Hey!
I said, hey, Fat Albert, come here, man. You should see Herman. He's getting a beating.
I love to see Herman get a beating. Hey!
Now, Fat Albert is not too fast, see? So I run up and I grab him by the arm. Come on, Albert, hurry up. And I start hitting him behind the back. Hurry up, man. Did you see it before it's over? And we go up the 2nd flight. I start laughing because I know what it is. And I turn around. Come on, Albert. We get up to the 3rd flight. And the guy's like, oh.
I forgot I was behind him. They took me to the hospital, and they put me in a bed beside a wino who was run over by 2 kids. And we both agreed that frightened children are really hard to get along with. I never had a guy dance on me so long. He was so scared he couldn't even get a hey. He was just dancing right on me forever.